Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is James Passan, CEO at BioVaxis Technology. James, it's great to see you. How are you?
A great pleasure to see you. Thank you.
James, exciting news today. The company has filed a provisional patent in the US for its coronavirus vaccine candidate. Just first off, remind us a bit about how this vaccine is unique to others on the market right now.
Well, as you know, BioVaxis does have a COVID vaccine candidate, our haptenized spike protein vaccine. We're very excited about this candidate. We're doing some preclinical research, and we think that our vaccine is quite exciting in terms of efficacy and toxicity. And as you know, we had an excellent animal study on a COVID vaccine candidate. But in terms of the patent news today, it's a bit of a pivot for BioVaxis. And what we're looking at now is the possibility of, through the use of a booster in the form of a spike, haptenized spike protein vaccine based on SARS-CoV-1, which was the original, it was called the first pandemic of the sort of first modern pandemic. And it was a, huge, there was a breakout of SARS, it was called SARS-CoV-1 or SARS-1 primarily in Asia in 2003. By basing our haptenized spike protein on SARS-CoV-1, we believe that as a booster strategy, that by vaccinating anybody that has recovered from a COVID infection or received any full vaccine recognized by the World Health Organization for COVID, that this will induce broad cross-reactive neutralizing antibodies that are able to neutralize effectively, possibly any SARS-CoV virus, and certainly a number of SARS-CoV viruses. And this is based on some very interesting data and research that was discovered based on a subset of population that had received a COVID vaccination following a recovery from a SARS-CoV-1 infection, which would have been 17 years ago. So obviously we cannot control whether or not people were infected with SARS-CoV-1 17 years ago, but by creating a vaccine based on SARS-CoV-1, we believe that we have the possibility of inducing broad immunity against the SARS-CoV virus family. And what's exciting about that is that SARS-CoV virus family includes all COVID variants. So to be able to induce cross-reactive neutralizing antibodies against all COVID variants that really can help the world get a head start on the COVID pandemic, but also this would include other SARS-CoV viruses. And a SARS-CoV virus is basically any coronavirus with a spike protein. And so this family includes what are called the zoonotic viruses that are still effectively in the stock of wild animals. So if you could imagine, there are very potentially very dangerous SARS-CoV viruses that are in bats, that are in other animals with ACE2 receptors, that potentially could cross over into humans in the future and cause another pandemic. So we think there's an opportunity right now, given that approximately half the world's population have either been vaccinated for COVID or have recovered from a COVID infection to have natural immunity, that this population, which again is about half the world's population, it's of course growing every week, it's growing exponentially, but this population potentially could be inoculated with the SARS-CoV-1 haptenized vaccine and would enjoy the benefit of broad cross-reactive neutralizing antibodies against SARS-CoV viruses generally. Now, this could be a fantastic outcome because it could effectively, harden and help to effectively immunize, people against future outbreaks of this family of viruses, whether they come from lab leaks, whether they come from biowarfare research, whether they come from wet markets and people eating bat soup or whatever causes these the crossover, whatever is causing that pipeline, there's an opportunity right now to prepare humanity for that inevitability. And so for at least from my perspective as CEO of BioVaxis, this is one of the most extraordinary and exciting opportunities in the history of pharmaceuticals.
And just quickly, just to be clear, this is separate to your vaccine candidate BVX-0320. This is a booster.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, it, whether you call it a booster or standalone vaccine, but effectively, it's a standalone vaccine based on the haptenized spike protein of SARS-CoV-1, which we are proposing to roll out as effectively as a booster strategy, as an additional booster strategy to, in order to induce broad cross-reactive neutralizing antibodies against the broad family of SARS-CoV viruses.
And just let's talk now about your vaccine candidate BVX-0320. The company had presented preclinical data on this at a conference October 19th, just yesterday. How was it received by the medical community?
Well, this really was the first opportunity for BioVaxis and our chief medical officer and technology inventor, Dr. David Bird, to present our animal study results. So we're honored to be able to present the results of the BVX-0320 animal studies in such a prestigious forum to such esteemed colleagues. And we believe it went over well. And, you know, we think this will lead to numerous opportunities for partnership, for funding, for collaboration with government bodies in universities and with other pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies. So we're very excited to get the data out there and to continue to moving the flag forward with our broad haptenized vaccine technology platform.
It's obviously a very exciting space, and we're looking forward to following your progress here. James, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Speak soon. Thank you.